This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Julia writes, her temperature has never been 98.6. She always runs 97 point something. Could that be something wrong? Well, the 98.6 has been challenged recently. Our temperature being 98.6, I've never been 98.6. And it would be frustrating because I usually run in the 97s also. And when I would be burning up saying I got a fever, and the nurse would look at my temperature going, ah, you're only 99.9, it's not a fever. I'm like, I'm burning up, my body temperature's rising, there's something going on. I'm sick, I'm telling you. Nope, no fever. It made me wonder years ago, as an adolescent, if this 98.6 number just really didn't apply. So if you have low body temperature, that can be an issue. Low body temperature could be a sign of a thyroid issue, could be a sign of a nervous system issue, or cardiorespiratory issue. But if your normal is in the 97s, that doesn't necessarily, you know, mean you're wrong. So Stanford researchers did a study. This was in the fall. I think I talked about it in October, where the average body temperature is not 98.6, but the average body temperature is 97.9. They found that average body temperatures range from Celsius, 36.64 Celsius, or 97.9, to 36.24 Celsius, or 97.2 degrees. Oh, I'm sorry. They found that the average body temperature ranged from 97.2 Fahrenheit to 98.4 Fahrenheit. Forget Celsius. If you need Celsius, you know, go back to Europe. Okay, I'll do Fahrenheit. So if the average range, if the average was 97.9 and the range was 97.2 or 98.4, those of us who have been notoriously 97.6 might not be, you know, off our rockers when we're saying, look, that's not my temperature. The study last year was published in JAMA Internal Medicine, and they looked at almost 400,000 people, 400,000 actual medical visits that were looked at an analysis that consisted of 127,000 patients, and that's where they got their data. And they said that the mean normal temperatures did not reach 37 degrees Celsius for any subgroup. The upper 99th percentile ranged from 36.81 in a tall man who was underweight to 37.88, a short woman with obesity. Sometimes those who have obesity might have higher temperature, although people with obesity could have a lower temperature. But this 98.6 number, we might have to just change. Where did it come from? Where did 98.6 come from? Well, back in 1868, a German physician named Karl Wunderlich reportedly took axillary temperatures from the underarms from 25,000 individuals and came up with the average body temperature of 98.6. Now, some of you will say, well, axillary, that might not be as warm as rectal. I don't think he could have found 25,000 individuals who would do a rectal temperature, and then that would even be higher. So axillary temperatures on this one day, was it a hot day? Was it a cold day? But the average of the 25,000 came 98.6, a valid study. That's a huge N number, we call it, a huge sample size. But were they all German, Northern European? What time of the day was it? What was the temperature? So what's a fever? Now, I I don't like putting a number on anything. If you feel warm, if your body temperature is high, to me that's a fever. A documented fever is one defined as greater than 100.4. Why does it happen? Well, because the body's trying to raise your body temperature to fight off the pathogens. Where we worry about fevers is if they spike quickly, it could induce a seizure. This is why we've been very liberal with acetaminophen and other fever reducers. We don't like to use aspirin in kids. So we'll use Motrin, ibuprofen, or acetaminophen. But if your temperature is 99 or 100 and it's staying stable, I kind of like it fighting off the infection. Now, interestingly, there's a study that came out saying that our body temperature and depression could be linked. A study published in Scientific Reports says that there could be a mental health benefit to lowering the temperature of those who have anxiety or depression. Researchers looked at 20,000 participants who wore a device that measured body temperature and also self-reported their body temperatures and depression symptoms daily. The results showed that with each increasing level of depression symptoms, the participants had higher body temperatures. That's why when you have a fever, you feel kind of down. The body temperature data also showed a trend towards higher depression scores, and people's temperature had less fluctuation throughout a 24-hour period. Now, that doesn't mean put everybody in a freezer, but you know how people have been saying they love their ice baths? I could not do an ice bath. I could not do the polar bear club where you run out into a middle of freezing Lake Erie and plunge. I couldn't do that. But boy, do people feel euphoria when they do that. And so maybe there's something that the psychiatry and psychology profession could look at in terms of changing body temperature. Now, if I, let's say, feel tired or I feel grumpy, I take a hot shower and I feel great after that. So I think it is different strokes for different folks. But it is interesting to see that elevated body temperature might be associated with people with depression. Now, some people might have long COVID. We know COVID can cause depression. COVID could change body temperature. So is it a viral issue? Or is it that our thyroid is off? Is it that we're generating so much heat that our body gets tired and we get into a funk? So it's a fascinating topic, something that we do need to study. But don't start plunging yourself in ice baths just yet, okay? I don't like that. 1-877-DR-ELLIE. Delia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Dr. Dolly, your show, 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So marijuana is legal in multiple states, not only for medical but also recreational. And more states are going to have that on the ballot. In fact, I live in Nevada. We voted to legalize it, and I know some people are mad at me, but I voted to legalize it too. I know I was a little naive. I did it because I wanted to free up our cops. I wanted there to be studies done to see what medicinal uses and applications cannabis could be used for, and to free that from unbridled regulatory BS. And I also wanted there to be an option for those who are are in pain now that there's such a vilification of medical providers writing prescriptions for pain. I wanted to make sure that there was going to be something available for patients who had pain. So we, voted to legalize it in Nevada. What I wasn't expecting was to smell marijuana on the freeway. We have this loop that goes around the city called the 215. And if you've ever been to southern Nevada, it's pretty deserty. Las Vegas is surrounded by mountains, but you have pretty much the desert, mountains, high winds. You're really not in enclosed spaces. Now, I mean, if somebody passes gas, it dissipates pretty quickly. But I am driving on the 215 and I'm smelling marijuana. And for it to enter my car that's driving 65 miles an hour, yes, maybe a little faster than that, that means some other car who's also driving similar speeds in the middle of a desert when it's windy must have real high potency for me to be picking it up in my car, and my windows are closed usually because I don't want to get the dust in my car. How's that getting in? That means there must be a real high concentration in other people's cars. And a question that people ask in these states that have legalized marijuana is, when can I drive after I take a gummy or smoke? When can I drive? There's tons of tables out on alcohol where you need to wait a few hours based on your body weight. If you've only had one drink for a woman, two drinks for a man, still wait a certain period of time. But we don't have a lot of data for marijuana. So the Wall Street Journal reported a study that came out from the University of California, San Diego. And they say research from UCSD suggests you should wait 4 hours before getting behind the wheel after you smoke one joint. If you ate a cannabis edible, you need to wait at least 6 to 8 hours. You don't get behind a vehicle. The percentage of motor vehicle crash fatalities involving cannabis rose to 21.5% in 2018 from 9% to 2000. This is according to a 2021 study in the American Journal of Public Health. It's a big concern, they say, that there's more people on the roads driving after they used cannabis or as they were smoking or vaping. Now, 12 states have zero tolerance laws where any amount of THC, any amount, which is the main psychoactive substance in cannabis, is illegal. Other states set a THC limit of anywhere from 2.5 nanograms per milliliter of blood. Now, I know some of you are like, okay, wait a second here. What? Are you kidding me? Most of you have not been doing that. And I'm very frustrated that it legalized and we never had the infrastructure in place. So driving while under the influence of cannabis is serious. It's a DUI. And we don't have enough data. We don't have enough education. So let me again repeat how long you need to wait. According to research from University of California, San Diego, if you smoke one joint, you should not get behind a wheel for at least 4 hours. If you eat an edible, 6 to 8 hours. So as far as I'm concerned, you're in for the night. And I understand with alcohol, it's different depending on your weight and all that. Marijuana, it's different. It depends on your receptors. It depends on your weight. It depends on your metabolism. And marijuana influence driving can be dangerous. Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, people who smoke marijuana, they drive slow. I'd rather they drive slow than drive drunk. Not entirely. Slow driving can cause some serious accidents. How many times are you on the road, somebody doesn't have their taillights on, and then all of a sudden it looks like their car is coming up on you? Most likely the average person driving stoned is not aware that their taillights might not be functional. So again, this comes from the University of California, San Diego. So THC, which is a psychoactive substance, all right, can affect us differently than alcohol. According to the Wall Street Journal, not only will you drive slowly, but you might not be able to maintain a position in your lane. Your reaction time could change. Your distance and overall judgment could be off. You might not be able to maintain attention. You know, for those of you that don't have a playlist, you're playing on your YouTube, your music, and you're going back and forth, you might not be able to multitask, which you shouldn't be doing driving anyway, while you're under the influence of marijuana. Alcohol impairs you too. But marijuana, if you are, it might even make you sleepy. It's not the smoothest thing to do. All right, don't do it. In Ontario, Canada, emergency department visits that resulted in cannabis-induced traffic injuries, according to the Wall Street Journal, nearly half of those accidents that involved cannabis, people were admitted to the hospital, 30% to the ICU. This was according to research in JAMA Network Open. In a study published in 2022 in the journal JAMA Psychiatry, nearly 200 cannabis users, they asked 200 cannabis users who either smoked THC or placebo, then they compared their driving to a simulator. 45 to 50% of the THC group were classified as being impaired. 30 minutes after smoking, some of the people were hesitant. After 90 minutes, they said, I'm good to go. 90 minutes, an hour and a half, I'm good to go, I feel ready. They got into the simulator, and they were as crappy a driver as they were at the 30-minute mark. So you might feel fine, but you might still be impaired. They say most participants started showing improvements from the effects of THC after 3.5 hours. Some were back to normal by 4.5 hours. So that's why some researchers are saying just wait, you know, 4 to 6 hours. Other recommendations say that edibles can impair you up to 12 hours. According to the International Journal of Drug Policy, 6 to 8 hours after inhaling, 8 to 12 hours after taking in an edible. Now, THC, the reason why is it's unpredictable. Our body processes alcohol and THC differently. Alcohol is metabolized in the liver. Every 2 hours, the liver may metabolize about 15 milligrams of ethanol. But THC, that could be in our system for weeks, for a month, and slowly. And you might get little bursts that seem to cover the receptors and then release. And then you might go on and then feel it again. So there's no predictability. You know, one of the reasons why people aren't really, you know, pushing the remote work back to the office is we understand that marijuana use skyrocketed during the COVID lockdowns. And many individuals not ready to get back in a car. And I don't blame them. If you're doing marijuana or edibles, which then begs the question, if you're using an edible to fall asleep, when can you get in a car the next day? According to some of this research, I would say 12 hours. If you're using an edible to go to sleep, don't be doing it at 2 a.m. so you could wake up at 6. It's still going to be in your system. And a DUI is a DUI. That is on your record. That's jail time. So somebody needs to come up with guidance, needs to explain to people that just because something is in the form of a gummy and it looks like a little candy, just because something seems to be tasty or it's in a brownie and you're not walking around with a bottle and burping and throwing up, it doesn't mean it's not impairing you. And I'd like to know what is happening to these parents where they're high and their kids are in the back seat. All right, there are parents, right? I know this because when I speak at school, some of the kids say, what do? My parents are high when they're driving. And luckily the teacher notified the principal and hopefully they, you know, took action. But we really need to do a much better job. So do not get behind a wheel if you smoke or use edibles. Make sure there's plenty of time in between. And it's not an hour, it's not 90 minutes. It's way longer. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
I'm a walking in the rain. Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. According to a federal appeals court decision made today, former President Donald Trump is not immune from prosecution for alleged crimes he committed during his presidency to reverse the 2020 election result. The 3-judge panel voted unanimously, saying that President Trump has become Citizen Trump. The Senate's border deal and foreign aid package was released Sunday, and if it's passed, it could seriously cut off asylum at the U.S. southern border and dramatically change immigration law for the first time in decades. But Speaker Mike Johnson declares the deal dead on arrival and said it actually won't fix a thing. Large parts of Chile are now being turned to ash in what's believed to be the country's deadliest wildfire. The fires have claimed at least 123 lives, and hundreds of people are still missing. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We have some breaking news. Shots have been fired at a South Carolina university today, according to a university alert. The South Carolina State University and nearby Claflin University have been put on lockdown. Both Orangeburg, South Carolina schools have been on lockdown since 11:30 a.m. There was a message about a possible shooting, according to ABC 15. The suspect is reportedly still at the scene, wearing all black and a ski mask. Students at both campuses received texts instructing them to shelter in place as police are investigating. We'll keep you posted. One of you had asked, how are UNLV students doing since the shooting that happened December 7th? Many of them are back on campus. These school shootings really rattle people because it reminds you how vulnerable you are. The UNLV shooting appeared to be very directed at allegedly people on a hiring panel, and that the shooter was somebody who was declined a job for obvious reasons, and he decided to target three professors. Very tragic. They died. And this was at UNLV. And, students have been in mourning. Finals were postponed or canceled or optional. But the students went back to school a couple weeks ago and are, still kind of fighting along. You have people thinking, I'm going to still live. We're not going to let, one person destroy our college community, and you have others that say, I want online, and there's many online options, but it's tragic to see what happens on our campuses and these colleges that take up blocks and blocks and blocks of real estate. It's very difficult to maintain security, and I'm not sure exactly what happened with this. As we get more information, we'll keep you posted, but I think we're going to be hitting a point, if these shootings do not get under control, where people are going to say, I just want to do school in the safety of my home. And it's sad. It's sad to think that it's too dangerous for kids such as Uvalde students, to feel safe enough to go back to school. Or the Oxford, Michigan school, or any of these other places that they closed down Sandy Hook Elementary. These school shootings, I don't know what the answer is. I'm on the side of let's get more security. Let's train people to be able to neutralize shooters. If teachers want to protect their students with something more than their body and be able to conceal carry, I know on most universities you cannot have a weapon. That's why many of these schools are targets, because they know that they're gun-free zones. But sadly, there's been multiple times when good Samaritans have been able to stop the shooters. And maybe some of these people would not enter campuses if they knew that the average person there could take them out. I don't know what these people are thinking. Do they have a death wish? Do they want to be famous? I also don't know what we were thinking with our masks, our wearing masks outside. You can't come into a bank without a mask. That was comical. You couldn't walk into a bank without a mask. And then when you did walk into a bank, you had to remove the mask so a camera could take a picture of you and then get the mask back on. And we have people walking into stores, walking into retail with masks on, committing crimes with masks on. And see, in the olden days, if somebody had a mask on, they were immediately identified as a bad guy or bad girl. Somebody about to commit a crime, if somebody was walking around with a ski mask in the dead heat or some facial covering. Now, I see people face covered still. I understand respiratory illnesses are up, COVID's up, I get that. But you have people where you could barely see any identifying features. I don't know if they're walking into a bank to rob it. I don't know if they're stealing things or if they're really afraid of COVID. And so now that you have removed, for somebody to put on a ski mask, that identify, okay, somebody's got a mask on. They're hiding their identity. Get away from that person. Now you have people walking right next to individuals who could be the next killer, the next criminal, because, they're wearing a ski mask because of COVID. How do we go back? And we still have people say, get your mask on, wear face coverings. There's still mandates in some areas. So how do you identify the next, you're in a store and somebody walks in with a ski mask. Do you get the hell out of there? Do you try to disarm them? Do you call the police? Or do you say, hi, hope you don't get COVID, nice mask? It's really chaotic right now. And it's embarrassing. We need to do a much better job. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is an interesting story. We're being told that alien objects have been found in our ocean. That a Harvard physicist has revealed that up to 10% of the fragments recovered from Pacific Ocean, these metal fragments, contain alien elements not seen in our solar system. Avi Loeb told Daily Mail that he and his team completed an analysis of 850 spherules, finding a new class of differentiated elemental composition labeled B-Lau-U, not coal, as claimed by some people. So B-E is beryllium, L-A is lanthanum, and U is uranium. They're found on Earth, but they were arranged in patterns that don't match our planet's alloys. So, according to Dr. Loeb, they said we studied more than a dozen B-L-A-U spherules, B-L-A-U, and showed that they are distinctly different from coal fly ash based on the abundance of 55 elements from the periodic table. Beyond any reasonable doubt, this rules out the coal ash interpretation that was suggested by four people. So they believe that it might have been from a meteor, the IM-1 meteor. Harvard physicist's latest paper published in January breaks down the classification of these. They were studied at multiple laboratories, including University of California, Berkeley, Brucker, and Harvard. And the samples were subdivided into certain compositional types. 78% fell along the S, G, and I type spherules, which are derived from crystallized rocks from a differentiated planet. Now, they have all these specifications, and I love the science behind it. I think it's cool. Just my answer is, okay, alien? So what, is it coming from a meteor? Was it split? Was it, you know, is it debris from somebody else's spaceship? With everything going on, we still have this unanswered question of, are we being visited by inhabitants of other planets? And wasn't it NASA or the Pentagon, wasn't there a big briefing saying, yep, they aren't calling them UFOs, they're calling them something else now? I don't know what to believe. I don't think we are the only beings here on Earth. I just don't think that these individuals are coming to Earth, you know, flying around our oceans and then leaving. I think if they have that much tech, they don't necessarily have to come within feet of our naval ships. I understand that if the Navy saw it, I believe them, but I just think they'd have better tech than to have to come all the way, unless they're their drones. I'm really confused by that matter. As a physician, I never thought we'd have to have a conversation about UFOs. But what I would like to see is if now people are saying UFOs are real, anybody that was ever put in a mental institution for saying they saw one, they need one hell of an apology and retribution and reparations. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We here back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Super Bowl is coming. I will give you guys my predictions. I'm waiting for the NFL injury report. Sometimes if we don't have it, I got to make my best guess. And I've been 94% right over the last 15 years. So I do pretty well. So I don't have a lot of the prop bets. What was it a couple years back that Coach Andy Reid would stop to eat a cheeseburger in the middle of the game? Or I'm sure there's going to be a lot of prop bets on how many times Taylor Swift is going to be seen on camera. So they're going to be doing things like that. I usually went on the coin toss, but it's because I picked tails. You know, you would think a coin toss is 50-50, but tails has come up 30 times over the past 57 previous games, so at a rate of 53%. I don't know if it's because some of you might know, you know, is it because of the dynamics of the tails versus the heads? The head has more of a concavity or a convexity, and so maybe it's easier for it to flip as opposed to the wings of the tails of the coin. I'm not exactly sure though what's on the coin, but whenever I do heads versus tails, I don't usually see heads comes up. So I always pick tails for that. Not that, you know, that's, you should be spending your money on things like that. But just to give you guys some statistics, 30 times over the past 57 games, is that a 53%? Also, tails came up in 7 of the last 10 Super Bowls. So, the NFL uses a commemorative coin. Maybe it's not perfectly weighted on each side. So, it will be very interesting. Usher is going to be at the entertainment for the Super Bowl 58. I love Usher. He has 9 Billboard Hot 100 number one singles. He's won 8 Grammys. So it'll be interesting to see what comes up. Apparently there is other like who are going to be some of the special guests, Ludacris, Alicia Keys, Reba McEntire, I think also. She's going to be, I think, performing the Star Spangled Banner. I have to double check. But I'm, you know, when it comes to gambling and all that, I lived with a gambler. My father gambled, and gambling's bad. I know I live in Las Vegas, but I saw what gambling did to him. It killed him. And so even if I tell you guys what I might do, or I'm not a big gambler at all, I always like to have a little skin in the game with Super Bowl because I'm usually pretty lucky. And I also want to see if the way I do my medical predictions work. And so I want to let you guys know I have some skin in the game, but I'm not usually a big, I don't like it. I understand that it's a game. These sports books, these casinos, their job is to stay alive, make money, and make a profit. Some people have to win to draw them in. You might say, oh, wow, I could make money if the Chiefs win. I could make money if the Niners win. But they're counting on people losing. And if you notice, in fact, I think the Chiefs are the underdog. I think the spread was 2 for the Niners. So that's going to be very, very interesting. And maybe it might switch. I have to look at the NFL injury report to be that, you know. But there's going to be multiple tantalizing prop bets. If they do have an Andy Reid eating a cheeseburger, I would not. I have never seen Andy Reid stop in the middle of a game to eat a cheeseburger. I would not pick that one. Okay. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what about the ads? How much are the ads costing? I'm being told that they have gone up 200% in the last 20 years, 75% in the last decade. How many people are expected to tune in? According to QZ.com, 110 million people are expected to watch the Super Bowl, which is going to be here in Las Vegas, February 11th. Last year's game was the most watched in U.S. history, 115.1 million viewers. That is over a third of the U.S. population. And I am big on Super Bowl because, one, I love football. But, two, it's inexpensive as long as you're not betting and spending a lot of money on the party or spending money on tickets. It is inexpensive. massive entertainment. You get the kids over, you get the grown-ups, you take turns watching the kids, you got the game on, you do potluck. It's a whole day affair. I love it. I love hearing the screaming. I love hearing the rooting. Sometimes people will have their own little grids, you know, on, who wins which quarter. I think it's a fantastic holiday. It's one of my favorite holidays of the year. Chiefs are taking on the 49ers, two fantastic teams. Usher performing at halftime. So how much if you want a 30-second spot, which I think are all sold out? $7 million for a 30-second spot. $7 million, according to Ad Age. Now, that is similar to 2023. Overall, 75% up from a decade ago, 200% from 20 years ago. Back in 2004, it cost $4 million for a 30-second ad. In 2014, it cost $4 million. In 2004, $2.3 million. On Thursday, CBS Sports Chair Sean McManus said on a media call that all the ad inventory has been sold out. Now, it's being streamed on CBS as well as Nickelodeon. I think Nickelodeon is going to be doing Slime or something with the... Yeah, I'm going to be watching The Real Thing. Remember there was a Pixar... Oh, my gosh. Who's the Buzz Lightyear Toy Story? They did a Toy Story between the Jaguars and the Falcons, was it? And it was cute, but apparently Nickelodeon, now there's this plan to have kids. And maybe it's not a bad idea, because when the grown-ups are trying to relax and enjoy the game, the kids could be watching the Nickelodeon version. Although my boys, I had them watch real football early on. They didn't need a cartoon depiction of it. But some of the ads, we're going to see State Farm's Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to do a State Farm ad. Kris Kardashian is going to be promoting Oreos. Jenna Ortega doing Doritos. There's going to be Coors Light. Horses, Budweiser is going to be bringing back the horses. I think they're going to try to shift from some of their other marketing issues. Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer are going to be in an Uber Eats ad. I saw the ad. It was okay. It's interesting. We're going to talk about that ad. The Uber Eats ad talks about how for you to remember something, you have to forget something else. So you see everybody forgets something else to remember Uber Eats. That doesn't have to be true. I know in medical school we talked about that. For you to remember this new information, you're going to have to forget something else. Not necessary. If you don't want that to happen, review some of the things you know that you want to keep in your memory or write them down. Confirm that into your memory before you learn the new stuff. That's why some fantastic lessons is reviewing the old stuff. Say, you guys got that. Now let's go to the new stuff. Now let's blend it all together. But it was an interesting Uber Eats commercial with Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer. But, going back to Super Bowl, for those of you that are a little ticked off, I am, that I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I have been saying for decades we should be hosting a Super Bowl. My tax dollars helped build this city. I have worked and I have, striven for us to have this, and the tickets are so expensive that the average Las Vegas local can't even go anywhere near the stadium. It's frustrating. I really think it is. And yeah, I know you can't have two Super Bowls, but there wasn't even an option for locals. Like a sweepstakes or something like that. So it is frustrating, but it will be a good event for the rich people that get to go. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.